Well, I'm definitely noticing the problem of upload while you're on the move and trying to do a walk. This hasn't been the ideal way to do it, really, because I've spent most of the time waiting for it to upload onto the site on either 3G or when that drops out, the bog standard. It's taken ages, so we're nearly back at the car, but we're walking back, and I just thought I'd talk a bit about the area from my own perspective. Because it's been a really interesting walk, and because I said in an earlier boo, I grew up, or rather I arrived in London, an innocent 18-year-old from a boys' school, some 19 years ago, and I lived here. I lived just over the river from where we've been walking, in a place called Temple Mills, which was two tower blocks and a kind of cooperative housing area, but shoved away at the back of Stratford with only one road access, and it was a underfunded part of the city, let's say. There's right next to a freight terminal, right next to a stationary traveller's site and a mobile traveller's site, and there was a little bit of infighting going on there. I was shot at twice in my first term at university, once with a crossbow and once with an air rifle from the tower block. Neither were malicious, they were just the way it was between the students and the people that lived in the tower blocks that were not students, because it was mixed. And the resentment that grew up, and you know, there was a couple of pirate radio stations broadcasting from those tower blocks back then in 1989. It was a hive of urban sin and a hive of urban excitement, because the police didn't pay a lot of attention, and we used to therefore have parties all night, and I remember owning a scaffolding rig and huge sound system. So they were great days, and I studied psychology for 4 years at the University of East London, DJed a lot and did a lot of entertainment, sound engineering, that kind of thing. I remember booking Joe Brand back then and Mark Lamar for one of our comedy nights when they were less well known and just playing at the Comedy Store. Yeah, we had the likes of Frank Sidebottom and The Wonder Stuff and Pop Will Eat Itself, and various other bands played at various gigs. It was really good. But what's happening now is that they're preparing for the Olympics, and so Temple Mills still exists. The Clays Lane Cooperative still exists, I believe. But it's a building site around the area, and I don't know how long it will exist for. I don't know what the plans are for it. It was originally built on reclaimed waste ground anyway, and it doesn't have a very high aesthetic value, let's say. It's a bit of a carbuncle. So hopefully they're going to rip it down and replace it with something a bit more suitable. It's right in the heart of where the Olympics are going to be, so that'll be good. I'm just about to find that we're walking up to the percussionists, actually. Which is cool. They're really nice people. I was chatting to them earlier. I didn't get time to record another boo of them just because of the limitations of upload. But I did point them to the site, so hopefully they'll sign up and start submitting to Audio Booth. Anyway, yeah, I lived there for pretty much 4 years. So today's really significant because we've come out for a walk on a week when I've started to feel vaguely normal again. Like I'm getting some sort of recovery from my mental breakdown, and like I've got some stability in my you know, mood and outlook and all the rest of it. And as this is where it all began in London, for a very happy 4 years, I must stress, it's appropriate that as I try and rebuild my life again, or my head again, that we come here. Now, Poppy's just found the drums, so I think I'm going to have to concentrate on something other than audio booing, although she's wagging her tail quite hectically. Poppy! Poppy!